Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Your pops call you smoking man, he says, no way.
24-7 Houston, 8-11 remaining second quarter. Damian Williams, sidecar position, halfback left. Mahomes calls an audible on the second goal at the five. A trio receivers to the right for Kansas City. Mahomes takes the snap, steps up, being pressured, fires it late. Caught, Kelce dives! Touchdown! Kansas City on the near side! The Kansas City Chiefs have scored two touchdowns in a span of 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Mahomes spread set 2x2 with Pacheco in the backfield. Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side, Kelce over the shoulder, he's got the catch, he's got the touchdown! Kansas City, a beautifully thrown ball as Mahomes to Kelce, 18 yards officially, and the 14th time that Patrick Mahomes has found Travis Kelce for a postseason touchdown, second in National Football League history. The Chiefs now have goal to go. First down and goal to go at the one with 6:17 to go in the game, and the Chiefs trailing 20-10. Mahomes up on the football, offset eye, the sausage, in at fullback. They move to the right side, they throw, back in the end zone, touchdown! Kansas City, Travis Kelce, 8.5 yards deep in the end zone on a bootleg, touchdown pass. Chiefs have life, 6:13 to go in the game, the Chiefs within four.
It's here, baby. Happy 8-7 day, Travis Kelce day here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. Going to see how talented Mac is today. A lot of work went into this show. A lot of praise goes to him. Bob and I just do the easy stuff because that's where we're at in life. I'm kidding, but no, should be a fun show today.
You ain't wrong, brother. The older you get,
yeah,
the less you do.
Sometimes the more trouble you get into.
Hell yeah.
That I happens. Digress.
That happens everyone. So happy birthday to you
thank
as
you
well.
Very much.
What are you, 38 years old
38 today?
Yeah,
man.
You're getting to that point in life where you're going to be that guy at the bar going, hey there, ladies, you want to go on a date? Who's the creeper grandpa?
What am I, Rocky's
over here?
Trainer?
Yeah.
Stay away from the ladies, Rock.
They'll weaken the knees. But yeah. 38 years old, and it's nice to see you've got a bag of tomatoes there.
Yeah, I got Max homegrown tomatoes and jalapenos. I'm gonna make some salsa.
Heck yeah.
Got a little bottle of Chianti from you as well.
Yeah.
So need some fava beans and
oh, you get some fava beans. Let me tell you, get some cannellini beans, get some like a half a cup of olive oil, put some fresh cut garlic in there with some red pepper flakes, get that all going.
Let's go.
Dump in a couple of cans of fava bean or cannellini beans, mix it up. You got yourself what am I gonna say? Nature's butter right
man.
There. I almost binkled it because I got excited talking about cannellini beans.
That's right.
You don't get that anywhere else, especially not on the AM. I'll tell you that right now.
But that's right.
That excitement for beans. Rank your favorite beans.
Pinto?
Yeah.
Black?
Black beans are top notch. Yeah.
Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
And then black, that's peas. That's not beans.
Would you consider the garbanzo bean a bean or a pea? Because it's garbanzo bean or chickpea. So now you're in this gray area that nobody has really ever been able to answer the question. Mm. Is it a bean or a pea?
Yeah, I don't know. That's good.
I'm sure Emily put sour cream on it either way. But it's either a chickpea or a garbanzo bean. So is it in the bean family or the... Or the pea family.
Mm.
I don't know.
I go refried.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically pintos, right?
Yeah.
That's your top bean.
So if you go to a Mexican restaurant, you get the refried beans, not the black beans?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm opposite.
I'm opposite, too. I always go with the black beans because I know how much lard is in those refried beans. And I'm like, I just can't do this.
Yeah, from a health perspective, no question.
So you go to Chipotle, you get the pinto, not the black beans?
I get the black beans there.
You get the black beans at Chipotle.
Yep, every time.
That's a play at Chipotle, too. The black beans, the vegetables. You can eat really healthy at Chipotle if you want to.
Sure.
You know, but, you know.
You get their veggie bowl, you don't get charged for guacamole.
Oh, I didn't know that one. No, you. I'm going to start going. But I kind of like meat, you know? I like chicken.
Make chicken on your black.
Who doesn't like chicken?
Yeah,
it's chicken.
There's no more chicken.
Yeah,
you just make chicken on your Blackstone for like $8.50 at Hy-Vee, and then get a vegetarian bowl at Chipotle, and just go home and
put it
in
on
there.
Top. I like that idea. I like the way you're thinking. There you go.
What I'm here for.
I've had 38 years on this earth, man, and this is what you got.
Right. That's what I have to look forward to.
But if that's life's hack right there, you know, that's pretty darn good. I kind of like that, you know? Make it at home.
Think smarter, not harder is what they say.
That's exactly what I told you guys yesterday. So keep doing that. You work harder or you work smarter, not harder. Binkley never understood that. I'm just being honest. He never did. Binkley never understood working smarter and not harder.
That's not true, Bob. I'm actually very smart.
Yeah.
And you're a smart ass.
He's up today listening for Travis Kelce Day, though, isn't he? I mean, he's got to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Big day for Jay Binkley. Big day for the Chiefs. Big day for Kelce. I love how the Chiefs had Travis Kelce speak yesterday, too, right ahead of Travis Kelce Day.
Perfect.
I love the fact, man. You talk about great partners right there, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're doing Travis Kelce Day. Let's have Travis address the media the day before so these guys got something to work with. Thank you, Brad G.
Yeah, thank you, Chiefs, for that. You know, ask him that question, I think, when I retire is what he said about, you know, like, I forget what the question was, but I just remember he said, ask me that when I retire.
Yeah. All right.
But
February.
Yeah. So, no, all things.
It was about training camp. That's what it was.
Yeah, yes. What do you love about St. Joe?
What are your favorite memories or whatever? Yeah. What are you going to miss?
Ask me that when I retire.
Ask me that when I'm done.
So that person has to put that in the vault. And then after they win the Super Bowl this year, Travis, so again, what was your favorite part about St.
Joe? Training camp, yeah.
I'm coming back for one more year.
Yeah, which would be outstanding. I would absolutely love it. But I was listening to him a little bit yesterday, and you kind of, you know, start to get to the tail end of the career and the reflective nature of everything that's kind of going on with Travis Kelce. But he had said one thing yesterday that I totally get, and I totally kind of have that, you know, that sympathy for. He actually likes St. Joe because he can just go up there and be Travis Kelce, the football player. And he said that. That's kind of like his hideout. I know he's involved in a lot right now, right? Off the field and in life and all that kind of stuff. And there's probably not many moments and many opportunities where Travis Kelce just gets to do football and forget about all the limelight and all the celebrity stuff, you know, that's going on with him right now and his brother and obviously with Taylor and the whole relationship and all that kind of stuff. You know, they're not just America's couple. They're like the world's couple right now. And he gets to go to St. Joe and just be kind of like one of the guys. Like, he's no different than Mike Caliendo at this point in time, you know, and just kind of gets to go up there and play football and kind of blend in and be with the boys for a couple of weeks. I'm sure Travis Kelce likes training camp probably more than anybody else, just for the sheer fact that he can just focus on football and get away from everything that life is right now and all the busyness that life includes.
No doubt. We'll hear from Andy Reid today. We'll hear from Butch Jones today. We'll hear from Mitch Holtis today. We'll hear from, you know, maybe we'll hear from you guys today as well. Danan Hughes will join the show today. And all things Travis Kelce today. So congratulations to the Royals. You won. You got a day off. Now you got to sweep the Minnesota Twins. And that's your Royals talk today. You know, this was Travis Kelce, I believe, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I've been lucky to be here for, what is this, my 13th year now? Mm-hmm. I just absolutely love this organization. I love the team. I love all the coaches. I know just about every defensive coach as well as I know all the offensive coaches and vice versa with the players and the staff in the equipment room. I just I have fun coming into work every single day. And what better way to get better than to make sure that we lean on each other? And if I can give somebody a word that makes them better on that specific route or doing that specific drill, man, I'm here for it.
I mean, sounds like a pretty sweet dude right there, yeah, man. Not worried about training other people or, you know, doing that sort of thing. It's not my job to teach these guys how to play football in the league. It's their job to learn it themselves. None of that's there. Talk about a guy that had a full circle career
from a
flamboyant hothead. That's not my words. Those are Coach Reed's words at times. Mm-hmm. Talk about a guy that missed his first full year in the league due to injury and then set the world on fire. Greg Olsen at one point had the record for consecutive 1,000-yard seasons at four. Travis Kelce said, hold my beer and my scotch. Mm-hmm. I'll put seven of them together. But look, I think when it's all said and done, you look at the Royals, right, and you say, who's the top three Royals of all time? George Brett, Salvador Perez, right now probably, what,
Alex Gordon for me. Yeah.
Soon it'll be George Brett, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., or however you want to rank them.
Right.
You look at the Chiefs' all-time greats, you're looking at right now probably Derek Thomas, Lynn Dawson, Patrick Mahomes. And when it's all said and done, you'll look at Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and probably Derek Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you start thinking about the greatest Kansas City Chiefs and the ones that accomplished the most here. It's hard not to have Travis number two behind Patrick Mahomes on this list. And, you know, it's great how the times have changed because you could never name four great Chiefs. You know, it was always like, okay, let's go back to the Wayback Machine because there's nobody active that's worth being on the list or anything like that. But I think when this whole thing is all said and done, we're looking at the two greatest Kansas City Chiefs in the history of the organization. Obviously, we've got the greatest coach. We know that. But you're looking at the two greatest players in the two players that will have accomplished the most and be remembered the most as Kansas City Chiefs. And that's not taking anything away from Hall of Famers Willie Lanier and Bobby Bell and all those guys and Len Dawson and whatnot.
Marcus Allen. Neil Smith.
Yeah,
all of them.
Like there's so many great football players over the years. Yeah. Tony G, Derek Thomas. I mean,
Jared Allen.
Jared is in the Hall of Fame right now. I mean, there's so many Hall of Famers that have come through this organization. And you just look at the Ring of Honor when you go out there and you see all the names and the Hall of Famers that are on that list. But this is the greatest duo that we ever did see, and Patrick Mahomes will go down as the greatest Chief, and I don't have a problem saying that Travis Kelce is going to go down as the second greatest Kansas City Chief, both what he's done on the field and off the field. I mean, guy's been here 13 years. He's changed the community. He's changed our city, guys. I mean, he really has changed the perception of our city, more so than Patrick Mahomes probably did. Like, Patrick got the perception started. It was cool, and then Taylor Swift came into the party and said, hold my beer, hold my scotch, hold my hors d'oeuvre tray, hold my wine, hold
Prosecco,
everything. You know,
everything.
Whatever it is, you need help. Here it is because I'm here now. And then, you know, Rihanna ends up moving here and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's really like crazy how the perception of Kansas City has changed. And Travis Kelce's a big catalyst in all of that, you know?
No doubt. From everything, off the field, on the field, personality-wise, fan base, you know, women love him, men want to be him,
yeah.
I think is the best way to describe Travis Kelce off the field, on the field. Every tight end in the game is always looking back and being like, yeah, you're trying to compete with Trav, right? George Kittle, Sam Laporta, Brock Bowers. We talk about Mahomes a lot, right? Because every quarterback gets drafted. What was it? Cam Ward got drafted. Here's where he can be Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Caleb Williams gets drafted. He does a lot of things like Patrick Mahomes. Tight ends get drafted. And it's like, he has a lot of similar moves to Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. You did that. You showed, what was it, Trey McBride?
Trey McBride.
He tried to tell
McBride
how to do the Kelce move. He goes, look, we all try to do that. It's the move that keeps moving.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trailblazing that he has had in this league and in this town and in this city for this team is immaculate. It's massive. It moved mountains. And, you know, here we are today celebrating an individual on a day that reflects his number. So it's a really special player and a really special person. And I can't imagine being the next tight end to come in and fill those shoes. We said that probably about Tony Gonzalez. And then here came 87, five, 6 years later.
Well, how long after Tony Gonzalez left? He left in 09, right?
Kelce got drafted in 13.
So, you know, 4 years. It was a lot quicker than I thought, honest to God. I thought there was a lot bigger of a gap there with the, you know, the Moiakis and the Bringing Stools and the Cottoms and all these other, you know, randos that came through the door at that tight end position for a hot minute. It seemed like an eternity. Yeah, that was there more with Tony, though.
Yeah, he was the blocker.
Yeah. And it was damn good blocker, too. I mean, they didn't ask him to do anything else.
Just
go out there, get your big body in the way. And Jason Dunn was a big, like 6'9". I mean, that guy was huge, one of the biggest football players that I ever seen. And so he would get out there and block and do his thing. But, yeah, I mean, there was that drought for a couple of years. And we always thought Tony Moiaki was going to be that guy. Same name and same position and made a great play in, like, week three of his rookie year. And that was it from Tony Moiaki. All the people who brought Moiaki jerseys, I still see them out at Arrowhead Stadium.
Good.
So you got one?
No, I wish.
Oh.
Be cool.
I did have a Tony Moyaki jersey.
Did you really?
Because my buddy bought one, and then it didn't fit him anymore. So he's like, I can't wear this. Do you want it? And I never wore it. And then now.
Where is it now?
Red Racks, or somebody bought it.
Okay, you got rid of it.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I'm not going to wear this. Somebody will love this jersey. Yeah. Go have fun with it.
Yeah, so. Well, somebody's going to have fun with it, you know, hopefully in a like a fun way. Yeah. They can have fun with that. But no, but it's all about Travis. And like this guy, I don't know an athlete that's undergone such a transformation both on and off the field like Travis Kelce has. As you mentioned, coming in as kind of a hothead, and he was. And he came in and changed everything. As you know.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, as Andy Reid basically told him, this is it, man. Like, you better figure it out. And Travis figured it out and is going to go down as the greatest tight end ever and the second greatest player in franchise history. And that's no knock on him. That's you got Patrick Mahomes looking you in the face, you know?
Yep. And today's show all about Travis Kelce. So if you suffer from ED or low T, make sure you listen to this show today because you will. I know that I'm hard.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.